Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Oklahoma today, fear over the fate of one of the largest employers. The oil and natural gas company Chesapeake Energy stock value fell more than 30% yesterday, its largest ever one-day drop, on rumors that the company's pursuing bankruptcy, which it says it is not. Brian Hardzinski of KGOU joins us from Oklahoma City. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jeremy. Great to be with you.
And give us a sense, first of all, of how much of a presence Chesapeake has there in Oklahoma City.
They're incredibly ubiquitous. A couple of years ago, an Oklahoma State Senator actually told us that a lost driver could look around and think they were in Maryland. That's how much you see Chesapeake. You know, before I even knew we'd be talking this morning, I actually threw on an old T-shirt that actually has Chesapeake's logo on the back, along with all the other sponsors of Oklahoma City's marathon. I mean, they really are everywhere.
Well, you bring up the fact that they sponsor the marathon. They also have a lot of philanthropic activities there in the city. So when they're doing poorly, as they are now, what kind of ripple effects are there?
You know, it's a huge ripple effect. Their charitable giving has dropped over the past few years. I saw some numbers that said their charitable giving was something like $30 million in 2012, $20 million in 2013, and then $10 million in 2014. In 2012, they provided almost 25% of the area's United Way donations. Many Chesapeake employees also serve on nonprofit boards around central Oklahoma and Oklahoma City. And if those employees lose their jobs and have to relocate, you know, it is kind of a ripple effect, as you mentioned. So what happens to those nonprofits and boards and charitable organizations when they lose the employees and board members?
Well, and the company did lay off about 500 employees at the end of September. Is there fear that there's another wave of layoffs coming?
There is, and that fear is not just confined to Chesapeake. Devon Energy, which is the other big oil and natural gas producer in Oklahoma City, they announced earlier this year that they would have layoffs by the end of March. Sandridge Energy, another big oil and gas producer in Oklahoma City, they were delisted from the New York Stock Exchange recently. So they're in a precarious financial situation as well. People are just overall nervous.
We just heard a story last week from Houston where the state budget is being affected by these low energy prices because these companies aren't paying as much in taxes as they have in previous years. Is that happening in Oklahoma as well?
That's exactly what's happening in Oklahoma. Our legislative session just started a week ago, and we're currently dealing with a budget crisis that involves a $900 million shortfall. And that number is even expected to grow once new projections are certified next week. Our state finance director said last year that state agencies would have to cut their budgets by about 3%. Yesterday, he sent an email to agencies saying those cuts would likely be deeper. And that's just for this fiscal year. For next year, which starts July 1st, those budget cuts have been estimated to be as high as 13% if everything stays as it is.
And by the way, this is not the first time that there has been a bust in energy prices, but is this something that a company like Chesapeake will be able to survive? Obviously, there were a lot of rumors floating around yesterday about it going bankrupt. They're saying that's not the case, but can Oklahoma City in general survive these very low energy prices for much longer?
I think Oklahoma City can, and certainly the state can as well. Our economy is much more diversified than it was. We have more technology firms. Aerospace is a big industry. Chesapeake's headquarters is actually not in downtown Oklahoma City. They're in an affluent area north that's known as Nichols Hills. And the original plan for this facility that looks more like a college campus than a big skyscraper called for housing developments and a giant lake. The founder, a gentleman by the name of Aubrey McClendon, really saw this as an empire that could weather these kinds of economic downturns.
And we'll have to see if that indeed does happen. Brian Hardzinski with KGOU in Oklahoma City. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jeremy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.